Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
My darkest moment was my greatest gift. It stopped the trajectory of self-abuse, of self-sabotage, of putting everything and everybody ahead of myself. It put me in a position where I had to decide who I was going to be.
Welcome to Women Thrive Podcast. This is where you'll get to hear incredible stories of female entrepreneurs, business owners, women from all walks of life. Myself, Raymond Jan, and my co-host Abigail will be interviewing incredible women, hearing inspiring stories of women from all around the world. I have no doubt that you will find something that will be life-changing for you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and join us for our future episodes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast at Women Thrive. My name is Ramonda Jan, and I will be your host for today's show. My special guest today is Kathy Baldwin. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I am wonderful, Ramonda. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm excited to have this conversation because I think it's so needed. So Kathy talks about unlearning your crap, and that's quite a profound message. Kathy, are you excited to have this conversation with our audience today?
I am. Buckle your seatbelt. Let's go.
I love it. So I want to introduce my guest today, who's Kathy Baldwin, and she is a life purpose strategist who specializes in helping women who are trapped in stress and burnout unlearn their disempowering crap so they can bring their unique gifts into the world and live life on purpose with peace, passion, and prosperity. Kathy, welcome to Women Thrive Podcast.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit more about your story, your journey. I know you have been through quite a few things in life, and I know we see this incredible woman today who's doing amazing things, supporting others, but I know you have a powerful story of your own. So I'm keen for our audience to get to know Kathy behind the woman that she is today.
Thank you. Yes. The reason that everything that I do is based on crap is because I do come from a really powerful story. When I was conceived, my mother was a child. She was 15 years old. And at that time, there were no other choices. And so she felt forced into marriage. She carried with her the shame of being a teenage bride, where her mother needed to sign the marriage certificate in order for her to actually get married. And so as much as she had so much potential, she was the most intelligent, amazing woman, and she did everything right according to societal expectations. There were still consequences to her mental health. And I've since learned that the reason that I have felt my entire life that I didn't belong and that I needed to earn the right to live was because that shame, those emotions that she carried, they were physically transferred into my DNA in the womb. And so my entire life has been about shedding societal, generational, ancestral crap that's been passed down.
Wow, Kathy, that's just incredible. I never knew that is even possible. And how much did that affect your life? So starting out your life in such a way where this has begun almost before you were even born, How would you say that was affecting your life?
Well, it's affected every part of my life. It affected every part of my mother's life because she had her own traumas. She was born in the same sort of shame, except her mother, my grandmother, had escaped during the war with her husband, and he left her for another woman while she was pregnant with my mother. And so I knew the stories of her being ridden to the hospital while she was in labor on a bicycle going to the woman's shame hospital because she couldn't go to a real hospital, even though she was a married woman, because her husband had left her. And so these things were generationally imparted into me. I became a single mother at 21 and had to be soul supporting. And so those cycles just kept repeating. And it wasn't until I learned how, through biology and quantum physics, then those traumas are trapped in our bodies and they do create our beliefs and our systems and our programming that we need to unlearn.
So do you find that you carry that guilt and shame in your life?
Absolutely. It wasn't until I had my full breakdown that I was able to actually see the consequences of it, because I carried these rules of what I was supposed to be and how I should act. And so because I had this belief system that I didn't belong and that I needed to earn my keep, I was always overgiving. I was self-sacrificing. Anybody's stress or pain became my burden. My mother, for example, she was a young woman and she was in the 70s and 80s and she had her intelligence and she had so much going for her that it carried her, even though she didn't have the education, even though she didn't have the background, she was able to succeed, but she didn't have the coping skills. So all of her stresses came out and I absorbed them. So I would do things like skip school to scrub the floors to make sure that the house was perfect for her. I was always trying to create perfection for everybody around me so that I could find my own safety and belonging.
How did it make you feel when you would do those chores? And would you find that fulfillment in doing it, or approval? And was that always working for approval?
Always, always seeking approval. But I didn't realize that's what I was doing. I just felt it was my duty. I just felt that that's who I was. And so it was up to me to make sure that everybody's needs were taken care of. And it depleted me.
Yeah. What was your relationship like with your mother growing up?
Well, she was the woman that I always wanted to be. She was the woman I wanted to be around. She was a magnet. She could make anything happen. She was powerful. She was my hero. But she did not know, or I didn't even know at the time, how much her approval meant to me. So anything that would normally be seen as a mother-daughter thing was so deep into how I received her that I was always seeking more. It could never fill my cup.
When did you realize that this was part of your trauma and you had to make a change?
When I had my full breakdown, my body was deteriorating. My life was deteriorating. My mental health was deteriorating. I was creating disease. And I was always looking for the answers because I have been a seeker. I've been someone who's always been the one at every retreat, every seminar, every book, everything. I thought I would find that knowledge and it would fill me up. And I would give that knowledge away to people, but it didn't protect me. It didn't keep me from my own break because I never put myself on the list. I always thought that if I gave enough away, that somebody would put me on the list and then it would be my time. So I would say things like, I'm empty, I'm depleted. When is it my turn? When do I count? When do I matter?
When did that become your priority to put yourself first, and why?
Well, I think I started the story that I had been seeking through doctors and psychiatrists and every other option that I had available to me. My final straw was when I had gone to a psychiatrist, and I was so excited because he was going to save me. He was going to fix me. It's kind of like Dorothy looking for Oz. He had me lay down every trauma, every stress, every abuse, everything that I had suffered my entire life. And it was a long list, unfortunately, because I had this belief that I needed to earn and I didn't know boundaries. I didn't know who I was. I wasn't able to protect myself. And so I was always being put in these really horrendous, dangerous situations. And so when I laid it all out for him, he took his pen and paper and he wrote a prescription and he handed it to me and he said, I'll see you in about 4 months. And I left his office and I could literally feel myself spiraling out of control. And I was trying so hard to get control of my brain. I really was. But it was like it was being funneled away from me. And when I reached out for help, because I had been so strong for so long, nobody knew. Nobody knew what I was going through. Nobody knew how delicate I was. Everything was kept inside of me. So when I reached out for help, nobody knew how important it was. That night, I tried to take my life. And thank God, somebody knew that I was not acting properly. It was actually my ex at the time. I had phoned him up in a rage and threw everything onto him. I thought it was almost like if I could give enough anger out to him and blame him for where I was, that I could save myself. I mean, I was stretching to anything. And when I stopped replying to him and stopped giving calls because I gave up and decided that today was the day and that I was going to take my life, he called the police and the police broke down my door and dragged me to the hospital.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. So you kind of wanted to find somebody else to almost blame or just get that anger out onto somebody else. But then you realized it's actually something that you will have to take control of and take your own responsibility. And obviously, the route that you've chosen at the time did not work out because you're still here. And we're so glad you didn't.
Me too. The next day, I had gone back to that psychiatrist and I had said, do you know what happened? And his reply to me was, my role in your healthcare has nothing to do with your healing. It has to do with making sure you're properly medicated. And so when my last straw was left and I realized that if I was going to live, I was literally going to have to fight for my own life.
Oh, wow, Kathy. And is that when you took control of your life and started to change things around?
Yeah, my darkest moment was my greatest gift. It stopped the trajectory of self-abuse, of self-sabotage, of putting everything and everybody ahead of myself. It put me in a position where I had to decide who I was going to be. Because who I was wasn't working. Who I was breaking myself. It was betraying myself. It was hurting me. And it was adding no value to anybody else's life. Because as I was trying to take on their own problems and trying to do what I thought was right, I was actually weakening the people around me as well.
It's also weakening our boundaries and creating that people pleasing and putting us in dangerous situations because we're not putting a stop to certain situations, just allowing things to happen. Because again, it's the trauma that's playing out.
Yeah. And I did not know about trauma and how it affects. And I didn't know there was such a thing as boundaries. And I did not know how to create my own identity. Because everything in my life was about giving to everybody else. I had no sense of self. I had no sense of worth. I had no sense of purpose or what I was there for. It was as if my entire life was in servitude.
So how did you find the work that you're doing today? How did you start on this path?
Well, it was through my own healing journey. When I finished that conversation with the psychiatrist, and after I got myself up off of the floor and sobbing like a wounded animal and cried all that out, I had to make a decision, because I knew that if I didn't do something, I would not be living for very long. And so I had to choose to live. I had to choose and decide. And when that happened, I had the beautiful, amazing gift of having nothing left to lose. Everything and everybody that I had been holding on to were gone. And there was only me left. And so when there was only me, for the first time in my life, I was sick, was broken. I had lost everything and everybody, and I had to start all over. And it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. For the first time in my life, I was the only thing on my list.
Wow, Kathy, putting everybody else first, doing everything for everyone your entire life, and having to literally lose everything in order to realize that the only thing you really have is yourself.
Yeah. And the beauty of that moment was to realize that everything I had given everything up for, that most people didn't even know I was sacrificing. They didn't know what I was giving up for them, because I would literally give the shirt off my back. I would give, even if I didn't have it or if I needed it and someone else didn't need it as much as I did, I would give. And it was very, very dangerous and very disempowering. But when I got to that place where I decided to live, all of the crap that was taking me down this road, the belief system that because I was a product of a teenage pregnancy meant that I didn't belong, was in my thoughts. It was in my programming, but it wasn't true. I have a purpose. I have a purpose. I know that because I'm here. My parents may have had guilt and shame about how I came into this world, and I may have absorbed it, and my brain may have created stories of what that means, but it was a lie. It was crap, because they may not have known I was coming, but I did, because I'm here. And I truly believe that this whole journey was that I was the change maker. I was the one to break those repetitive patterns. I'm the one who heals the past. I had to become an energy healer as part of my journey. And when I found all of this trapped energy and pain that went back like 4, 5, 6 generations, and released it, it set me free.
You must be living your life completely different than ever before. How has your own life changed now? What kind of boundaries Kathy has? What kind of relationships Kathy has now compared to the person you were before?
It's truly amazing that now when I see the storms around me, when I see people's stresses, I see that as part of like what Eleanor Roosevelt said, is that we won't drown by the water around us. We drown by the water we let it within. And so as this chaos goes on around me, I find myself becoming more and more centered, more and more grounded, more and more in who I am, because now I can add value. Now I can help. I lost my mother early. She succumbed to her mental health and her addictions. But shortly before she passed, I'd gone to visit her. She had retired in Mexico with my father. She had just finished having surgery. And we had gone to this village that she loved. And she was still healing from her journey. And as she got 1 foot out of the car, she was physically trapped and couldn't move. She couldn't move her leg in. She couldn't move her other leg out. She was literally trapped in purgatory. And I was trying everything to help. Well, I ended up starting to cry. And after that moment, I stepped in, I ran and I found help. I got her help. She was able to get in the car. We turned around. We never saw the village, but we went back home. And she said to me, "Kathy, when you fall into the pit with me, you can't be of service. Now you need to stay safe on the outside so you can help." Now I realize I'm a living embodiment, that I can only be of service when I've done my own healing, when I keep myself grounded, when I'm not attached to somebody else's reality, and I can be centered and grounded. And so that's my mission now, is to help people understand that when they shed their crap and step into their true healing and empowerment, then that's where you have the most amount to give and the most amount of purpose. And I wake up in the morning excited for my day. And I have never, ever been more in love with myself. I actually can look in the mirror now and say I love you and mean it.
Oh, Kathy, that's just so amazing to hear where you are, the journey that you've traveled. And it's almost like we can't see the situation when we are living in that picture. And you can't help anyone whilst you're still in the situation. So you had to get yourself out of it, and whether you had to literally break down and nearly lose your own life in order to find yourself, you had to lose everything. And sometimes that is as far as we have to go if we are trying to make a real sustainable change. And you've done that, albeit through a lot of pain and heartache. You did it. And I see you as a hero for so many other women who might still be in the crap and trying to get out.
That's now my purpose. That is now how I'm able to live in my own peace and my own passion, how I'm creating my own prosperity, is that I have gone the journey of unlearning my own crap.
I love that. What are the last parting thoughts you would love to share with anyone who might be listening to this and feeling inspired by your story?
That our heart and our soul knows, and anything that is taking you out, any disempowerment, anything that makes you feel less than, it's a lie. It is crap. It is conditioned responses, automatic programming, and we can write our own story. We can create our own self. We can be who we choose to be. And we are here for a reason.
Oh, love that. Oh, I wish we had more time to have this conversation today, but unfortunately, we're coming to an end of our episode today with you, Kathy. But that's not the end, because I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of you. So if people feel inspired, how may they connect with you?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be on the Women Thrive Summit in 2025, but I'm also can be found at my website, kathybaldwin.me. And I do have a crapometer assessment there where people can discover just how much crap is in their own way and get rid of it before they fall and lose everything.
Wow, amazing. And what's on the other side of them discovering what's holding them back? How can they take the steps to get out of it?
That is where I recommend that they become a part of the Unlearn the Crap community. I've built this community with all of the resources, tools, collaboration, cooperation, where we all bring our best gifts and we share and we ask for what we need and we receive it. And so that is where I am fulfilling my purpose and my mission.
Yeah. And I love that you're doing it from a place of empowerment and true wisdom because you've lived through it.
That's the end stage. That's when we know that we're healed, is when we can live these stories and be grateful for all of the crap we've gone through. And now we have something to give back.
Kathy, I just want to say thank you so much for showing up today on this podcast, on sharing your story with the world and doing the mission work that you're here to do.
Thank you for having me as part of the Women Thrive community. I am so honored with the amount of talent that you've created and the missions that all of these amazing women have.
I love it. Thank you so much. Kathy, we are going to be seeing you at the Women Thrive Summit in March 2025. And if you are listening to this episode right now, make sure you keep an eye out on our announcements when the information releases about our annual Women Empowerment event called the Women Thrive Summit that happens every third week of March. In the meantime, what I want you to do is head over to kathybaldwin.me. Make sure you take her assessment worksheet there. Connect with Kathy. If you're feeling inspired by today's conversation, I think the best way to give our speakers their flowers is to send them a personal message on any of the social media channels and let them know that you've listened to this episode. Kathy, I know you also have a book and your TV show. Is that everything people able to find on your website?
Everything that I am doing, I have on my website. So yes, Unlearn the Crap TV is there. Unlearn the Crap About Personal Success and Empowerment's there. I've got a new book on how I unlearned my own crap, where I go into details of my journey, that I'm sharing the journey and the wisdom. So it's all there.
Thank you so much. And to all of our listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode and make sure you come back for more. Thanks so much. And we look forward to seeing you again very soon. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to Women Thrive Podcast. If you found today's episode empowering and inspiring, be sure to subscribe and follow us. Better yet, leave a review and share it with others. We're committed to bringing you more stories that will empower and inspire you on your own journey. Until next time, keep listening, keep learning, and keep pursuing your dreams.